It's been a rough week for Bodie Miller. He's the top skier in the world right now, the first U.S. competitor to win the overall World Cup title in 22 years. And at the Winter Olympics next month, he could win a string of gold medals. But Miller can also say things that get him in trouble. This week he admitted on 60 Minutes to skiing in a race still drunk from the night before. NPR's Chris Arnold has Bodie Miller's story.
Some people who know Bodie Miller say he was probably exaggerating, joking around, not letting the truth get in the way of a good story. He must have just been hungover. But last Sunday on 60 Minutes, there was Bodie Miller on national television talking with reporter Bob Simon about ski racing after being up late partying.
There's been times when I've been in really tough shape at the top of a course.
Tough shape? Look at him here, in sober Switzerland, the day after he won the World Cup. He wasn't as much hungover as still drunk. He'd been celebrating all night with friends.
Talk about a hard challenge right there. I mean, if you ever try to ski when you're wasted, it's not easy. Try skiing a slalom when the gates are, you hit a gate less than every 1 a second. So.
Case there was any room for doubt, the men's magazine Maxim quoted the 28-year-old Miller as saying basically the same thing. Ski team officials were not amused. Corporate donors and team sponsors got upset. The U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association president made an emergency trip to Europe to talk with Bodie Miller, and his head coach told reporters, quote, "I think the question Bodie has to answer is, do you still want to be a part of the United States ski team?" The General Store on the main street in Franconia, New Hampshire, is just up the road from where Miller grew up. Theories are going around here about why Miller might have been drunk or hungover for that World Cup race in Switzerland.
What I heard, he wasn't planning on doing that last race because he didn't need to. He'd already won.
Heath Yarish is working the register here. He grew up skiing with Bodie Miller.
I've heard from some of his friends that his coaches called him up early in the morning, right after he got done partying, I guess, and said, "You got to get here."
Miller, though, has a reputation for wanting to ski in every race, no matter what, without prodding from coaches. Bodie Miller was born in a cabin his parents built in the woods nearby here after his school. They had no electricity or running water and grew their own food. Miller was homeschooled. With the Olympics coming up, there are Bodie Miller t-shirts on sale at the general store. There's a Bodie Miller banner slung across the front of the small supermarket across the street. Thousands of miles away in Switzerland yesterday, Miller apologized for the comments he made on 60 Minutes.
The message that came through was not something that I would promote or that I'm about in any aspect of my sporting career. I don't put anything in front of taking ski racing and sport seriously.
The apology diffused a lot of the controversy. The head of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association said he was struck by Miller's concern for kids who look up to him, and he said Miller is a free spirit and a great athlete. And both are true. Miller is outspoken about all kinds of things. He's criticized the constant drug testing of top athletes. He promotes organic farming. He drives his coaches crazy, risking unnecessary injury, like doing backflips off jumps and halfpipes just for fun. But he's also in tremendous physical condition and is perhaps the best American ski racer ever.
This is where he works out.
Jack McEnany is a writer who has spent several years with Miller, writing a book with him called Bodie, Go Fast, Be Good, Have Fun. McEnany's standing in the old barn at Miller's family farm in New Hampshire. His parents now run a tennis camp across the street, and Miller trains here when he comes home.
There's a giant roller for the tennis courts, and he pushes that up Route 116 until he vomits and then pushes it back. And that's the workout. He feels like if you don't have a good gut-wrenching puke, you're not working hard enough.
If that training sounds a bit unorthodox, so is Miller's skiing technique. He's rejected the common wisdom that you have to look in control to win races. Miller skis right on the edge of control, sometimes way back on his skis with his arms flying around.
They call it the Bodie Show because he does look funny coming down the hill sometimes. But what he's concerned about is where are his boots and skis. And so when he looks like he's trying to pull a tarantula off his back, it's because he's trying to bend or balance himself so that, it becomes necessary.
Ski racers call it dancing with gravity. And if you watch the Olympics, you'll see Miller doing it on the slopes of the Italian Alps next month above Turin, Italy. Chris Arnold, NPR News.